USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans could start getting relief checks from the government within 3 weeks. That assumes a Senate-passed stimulus bill clears the House tomorrow and is signed by the president.
The American workers and American public and American business, they need the money now. So this is not the time to debate a bill that passed with every single vote.
Mnuchin speaking there on CNBC. As far as that vote in the House, Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi of California, believes,
I feel certain that we will have a strong bipartisan vote.
The number of weekly jobless claims soaring last week to 3.3 million unemployment claims, although the Dow is shrugging off that number as it's up over 800 points in early trading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Mormon Church is suspending all activities amid the COVID-19 pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
All temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are now closed around the world as the coronavirus pandemic spreads. The first presidency of the church announcing the closure late yesterday, a move called temporary, although no tentative date to reopen has been included in the announcement.
The House is now considering a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package that was approved by the Senate. A vote in the House could come as early as Friday, and then the bill will head to President Trump's desk, where, according to White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, the president has been in the loop from the get-go on this bill.
The president's been kept informed. Steve Mnuchin has been on the phone with him constantly. The president has been very active in this process, so he's well aware of what is in it. He's been pushing for Congress to do the right thing and get ready to help the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With more people at home, many folks are doing what they can to keep themselves occupied. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
With many Americans staying home and social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic, some people on Instagram have found a fun way to pass the time. The latest challenge consists of people posting embarrassing photos of themselves and captioning them, "Until tomorrow," with no other context. When someone likes the photo, the original poster is supposed to direct message the person, telling them to post their own embarrassing photo and then leave it on their profile for a day or until tomorrow. As expected, this has caused a lot of confusion on Instagram.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says nothing's off the table as the sport outlines its plan to return from the coronavirus-related postponement. Manfred, speaking from Florida, tells ESPN,
"Baseball will be back. Whenever it's safe to play, we'll be back. We will be part of the recovery, the healing in this country."
Manfred also tells ESPN the league is working with infectious disease experts before determining its exact return, and that there is a possibility that all 162 baseball games will be played this season. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.